I've called this meeting because I want to get your input onto the union organizing effort. I want your thoughts on why we've got this problem and what you think we might be able to do to solve it. Colleen, you're our human resource director, so why don't we start with you?
Well, I think there are three reasons we're being organized. There are probably more, but these three seem to be the most often mentioned by employees. First, the adjustments we made to our hospitalization and insurance plan are perceived by employees as reductions. Requiring some co-payment by employees for the first time has not gone over very well at all. Employees just haven't bought the fact that skyrocketing health care costs means we have no choice but to share. Second, employees are not at all happy with the new wage incentive plan. They think they're working a lot harder for a lot less. They don't understand, or maybe don't want to understand, how it works. Last, employees believe we're not listening to them. I can't tell you how many times I've heard employees say, if they'd only listen to us. What is your perspective, Keith?
I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Go union graffiti in the locker room. Authorization cards all over the place. Power with the union buttons being worn by almost half the workforce. We've got a serious problem here. It's been going on for weeks now, and we haven't done anything to stop it. What I want to know is, what are we going to do about it, and when are we going to do it?
What do you think, Mike?
We had a union where I worked before I came here. Our supervisors spent over a quarter of their time on grievances. Promotions and job assignments didn't go to the best workers. It went to the workers with most seniority. Forget flexibility. The union contract dictates everything. We put a pencil to it and determined that our operating costs went up 35% when the union came in. You ask me what I think? I think we need to get our act together and come up with a plan to keep this from happening here. To be honest, I don't think we have the time or the expertise to do this ourselves and do it right.
We need help. Lots of help.
More and more today, businesses large and small in all industries in every part of the country are facing renewed efforts by organized labor to sign up new members. And more today, companies confronted by union organizational efforts are turning to the American Consulting Group for help. Formed in 1973, the American Consulting Group has served over 2,200 clients from coast to coast in myriad industries. Many of our clients are household names, and the work we've done for them has been well publicized. But many more of our clients are smaller businesses with equally important problems to solve, and not enough in-house resources to solve them. Whatever the size, whatever the industry, if the problem is maintaining your union-free status, the solution can be found in here. Unions are becoming more sophisticated in their organizing tactics, and employers must do the same. Through over 800 campaigns, American Consulting has created an enormous database of information on union activity, on specific unions, and even specific locals. We know what the union will do. We know when they'll do it. And we know how to counter the union strategy. It's that knowledge, experience, and commitment to our clients' success that has enabled us to win 92% of the union elections we've been involved in. 92%. At American Consulting, we feel the most important factor in winning a union election is communications. The facts are on our side, and carrying those facts to the employees is essential in winning a union campaign. That's why we become a part of your team. We're on site 24 hours a day if necessary, making sure your employees understand that the union's promises aren't empty promises. In small group meetings or one-on-one, we become their source of information. We're the ones they turn to for answers.
Yes, you mean to tell me if the union gets in, we may lose some things we already have?
Absolutely. If the union wins the election, all it wins is the right to sit down at the bargaining table.
We don't win campaigns by sitting behind the desk and dictating strategy. We talk to the employees. We listen to them. And we convince them that they're better off without the union. The battle to remain union-free is fought on several fronts, and one of the most important soldiers in the conflict is the first-line supervisor. For that reason, one of the first things we do is turn your supervisors into labor relations experts as soon as possible. Supervisors can win or lose elections in the trenches, so they must be credible, they must be aggressive, and they must be legal. A time-proven supervisory training blitzkrieg developed by the American Consulting Group has turned many a union campaign around.
Don't for a minute think that you should let up on disciplining your employees during the campaign. That's what the union wants.
But if I do discipline a union supporter, won't I get in trouble?
Not if you do it right. Now listen, let's say one of your employees...
Most supervisors were good employees who were given their new title and expected to work miracles. They need help in a union campaign, and the ACG consultants give it to them. As traditional forms of organizing become less effective, unions are turning to more indirect tactics, like corporate campaigns to gain publicity and new members. Very often, unions will use this weapon in lieu of a strike. A coordinated corporate campaign applies pressure to a company from different angles, often forcing the company to give in to the union's demands or to recognize them without an NLRB election. Consumer boycotts, informational picketing at customer locations, pressure on the board of directors, high visibility stories about alleged safety or environmental or labor law violations instigated by unions are examples of corporate campaign activities. These and other types of strategies need equally creative rebuttals, and once again, American Consulting's record in neutralizing this tactic of organized labor is unequaled in the United States. More often today, companies are not waiting for unions to call before they develop and implement an aggressive union prevention program. Positive employee practices, supervisory training, and more and better employee communications can all contribute to a workplace where employees feel they don't need an outside third party, a union. ACG clients are at the forefront of those companies taking a proactive stance on unions. We've helped thousands of companies develop strategies to keep unions out by putting in place programs and policies that discourage the need for unions by identifying and eliminating or changing those problem areas that cause union sentiment to fester. We've developed customized programs that teach employees to meet the challenges of the modern-day work environment, including team-building programs, communications programs, compensation and benefit programs, basing these programs on the results of customized attitude surveys and tailor-made questionnaires. Positive human resources procedures and policies are the first step towards remaining union-free. The cost of keeping a union out is significantly less the earlier you start. Here's the bottom line. Keeping unions out is a big job. It takes more knowledge and skill than most companies have in-house. It takes manpower. It takes experience. It takes first-hand knowledge of labor law. The professionals at American Consulting Group have all that and more. We're consultants with years of corporate experience. We're trained attorneys who bring creativity and professional skills together to best serve our clients. And we're former labor union officials who have been there ourselves. We take great pride in our success, and we achieve that success by becoming an integral part of the companies for which we work. We learn their corporate philosophies. We understand their missions. We learn their employee practices. We know that maintaining your union-free status takes an all-out effort. And at American Consulting, we're right there in the trenches with our clients. That's how victories are won in our business. And that's why American Consulting is the leading labor relations consultant in the country. So, if you're facing a threat from organized labor, don't give up your rights or your employees' rights, even the odds. Call the American Consulting Group.